Well, good morning and welcome. My name is Hindel Grossman and welcome to Inside Divorce, a podcast series about divorce-related topics. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Keena Crowley, who is a motivational speaker and a very talented woman with a lot of personal experiences to share. She is a divorce recovery coach, and I want to give her a chance to introduce herself to you. Hi, Keena.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. Yes, so I am the CEO and founder of My Thriving Life Academy, where we help women over the age of 35 who feel stuck or overwhelmed to break free from that disappointment of a broken relationship so they can thrive and live that blissful life after divorce. And it's been a journey for me, to say the least.
We'll hear about your journey a little bit and how it informed what you do.
Yes, definitely. So after making a decision to leave an abusive marriage, which was not easy to, you know, end that marriage. And I went through the process of divorce, and I, not just the legal aspects of it, but the mental, the emotional, the grief process. I had gotten to a point where I thought I had reached acceptance. In hindsight, I realized I didn't. What I thought was acceptance was I no longer felt angry. And so I thought, okay, I'm good. But in hindsight, I really was not where I needed to be. I was stuck in my process because I had determined that I was done with putting myself out there. I was going to grow old and gray all alone. And I was telling myself that I was okay with that, although I was a therapist at the same time. So I was going to work and helping other people and telling them, hey, we don't thrive in isolation. Hey, you know, you gotta let some people in. We do best when we form connections and such. Yet I was going home and doing quite the opposite. And really, it took for me to get a phone call one day. I was sitting in my office and I get a call from the doctor letting me know that I had a brain aneurysm or have a brain aneurysm. And
wow.
Yes. Yeah. Huge shocker. And in that moment, my mind just flashed all over. It flashed to a few years before where my mother had an aneurysm and it actually ruptured. She thankfully is still with us, but almost lost her. It flashed back to when I had my first child at 14 and the promise that I would be the best mother. Flashed back to me being in the military. Even prior to that, being homeless at 18, being in the military, going to combat, coming back and mentally not returning, like my body returning, but mentally not returning. And flashback to that abusive marriage and everything that I had overcome. And once I learned that this is something I could live with and I could live a great life with, just certain precautions I have to take, I had a decision that I had to make, and it forced me to see it as such. I could either live in fear, I could live as the dead woman walking that I was, in a sense, living as, or I could truly thrive and not just survive. I could truly live my life and make the best out of however much time I have left. And so that's what I chose to do. And in doing that, I focused on myself, and I not so much focused on my fear. Like, the fear went away as I chose to just look within and live my life. And in doing so, I eventually got back out there and, in a sense, got back on the horse and found the greatest love ever. And it's something I never thought would happen to me.
Happier ending, huh? Well, yes, middle, at least. Yes. Happy ending.
Yes. And in doing so, I was also going through my journey at work and such, and it ultimately put me on this path that I'm on as a divorce recovery coach, where I started to see other women who are where I was. Like, they're walking a similar path, even if their shoes are different, on the same path and stuck somewhere, stuck in that anger or loneliness or emptiness and their pain. And I want them to know that there is a rainbow after the storm. There is that pot of gold at the end of that rainbow, but they have to keep moving to get there. And so yeah.
What a story you're going to tell us. You've been through a lot of challenges. So I heard you say you're a social worker, you're a licensed social worker. So here you have this, you know, skill set to help others and
yes.
trying to use them to help yourself, but it's a little bit harder to help yourself than to help others because it's harder to be objective, I imagine.
Definitely.
Right. And then you had a difficult marriage yourself with a couple of kids, but you're in the military, which also gives an interesting angle to your experience. And so how did being in the military help you meet your challenges and overcome them?
Yes. So by being in the military, the military taught me to adapt to change and taught me to, in a sense, expect the unexpected. I never expected for my marriage to end, and not downplaying it at all. It was hard, but I learned how to function even in when I was emotionally in distress while in the military, which is both an advantage and disadvantage. And what I mean by that is when things first happened and everything, I was still a mother. You know, I still had to make decisions. I still had to take action. Well, what am I going to do next? And I couldn't just lay in bed, ball up and crumble and let, you know, life go past in that sense. And so I was able to continue to function, thankfully, due to what I learned in the military, learning how to kind of compartmentalize. I'll put this away for now. The trick is being able to pull it back out later and deal with it. And that part is where a lot of women actually get stuck. And with me, it was just more so that fear. That fear is what had me stuck, that fear of being hurt again. But yeah, the military allowed me to pivot when I needed to. It taught me how to, in a sense, face those challenges, even when there's fear. And even when there's fear of the unknown. I had been single, obviously, before getting married. But after getting used to having that partner, having that help, and suddenly it's over, not knowing what's next, yet having to figure it out, and eventually rely on support. That's what the military actually encourages. You don't do things alone. We always do things as a team. And
team. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you utilize That's your support.
Good. Yeah, because you have that unique set of experiences in the military that you brought to your own recovery, so to speak.
Yes. Yes.
But added to your life, your social work skills, and obviously your own instincts and experiences.
Definitely.
With other people. So how can you help? What's your strategy for helping women recover and
yes.
thrive?
Yes. So initially, I up until recently was strictly working with women who were in the aftermath of divorce or aftermath of a broken relationship. And I say broken relationship more broad because that includes the women who may not have ever been legally married, but they are going through the ending of a relationship that feels like a divorce. So I help them as well learn to focus on themselves, learn to get that roadmap and that guidance, because I realize so many women are lost after a divorce. They really don't know what to do next. So giving them that step-by-step roadmap while holding their hand as someone who has been through it, hey, it's going to be okay. And knowing that a lot of times there is that lack of confidence, that lack of self-esteem after a divorce. So they may not see it. I didn't see where I am now when I was going through it. And so kind of letting them borrow my confidence until they learn to get their own, and also teaching them, hey, other than me as your coach, you need to learn other ways of building support. Other people you can rely on, but also you need to learn how to take care of yourself as well. And so in that process, helping them learn purpose, you know, learning how to find true fulfillment and what really makes them happy, which so many women, especially after a divorce, lose that. And some realize they never even had it in the beginning. I initially was working with women in the aftermath of a broken relationship, but so many women have been coming to me that are in the process of divorce, haven't completed their divorce. So I actually just launched a second program strictly for them as well. So I'm working with the women who aren't completely divorced but going through the process, as well as those in the aftermath. Because yeah, the sooner that, you know, a woman can start to get that support, start to work on herself and get mentally and emotionally as well as legally prepared, the better off she'll be in her journey.
Well, that's certainly true. So you're dealing with women in two different phases now. So the phase of dealing with women while they're divorcing is important, but in a way harder, I would think, because they're so distracted with the day-to-day, so to speak, of getting divorced and the conflict of getting divorced. It's hard to think, harder to think clearly about the path forward, but it may be, I'm sure you can be helpful in trying to help them cope with the stress and anxiety of the divorce process and make good decisions when there's so much input of information and so much mixed emotion.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I on both tracks and both programs, wherever they are in their journey, whether they're just starting their divorce journey or they are in the aftermath of it, one thing that I help all of the women I work with is help them gain that clarity. Because a lot of times, like I said, being lost and their minds are so full, even in the aftermath, their minds are just so full that they can't see anything. They can't see a brighter future. They can't see their purpose and the bright possibilities. One thing I do is ask, I encourage gratitude. And I know that is very hard for the women that I work with to see that positivity. But I explain, it's all about mindset. Before you can even use these tools, before your confidence and such starts to increase, we have to work on that mindset from day one. And so that's regardless of what phase they are in their journey. And you're right, it is a little more challenging with the women who are going through the process of divorce. Usually with them, they're trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to co-parent? And especially if it's a lengthy process, if their spouse doesn't want the divorce, the emotional turmoil of one day, I'm done. Next day, I want him back. And actually seeing him, I have one woman right now, one client right now, her spouse is like almost still living in the home. And so that is very hard, but I am just empowering her to know that, to know her worth. Really, it boils down to that, knowing that she deserves better and building that confidence. And like I said, letting her borrow mine until she's able to get her own.
That's a very nice concept. It's hard for some people to set boundaries and keep them.
Yes.
Whether it's during divorce or otherwise, and whether it's in their relationship with a spouse or a partner or with children.
Definitely.
Keeping those boundaries and, you know, and those rules.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you do hard work. People are in great stress when you see them.
Yes, they are. And I will say that between my empathy and compassion, because I get it firsthand, being that woman who went through it, and I see those challenges, I see when they're stuck because I was that woman, I'm able to have patience, patience and understanding, but also push them the way that they need to be pushed and hold them accountable, because ultimately I am that person that I wish I had. I wish I had someone who's been through it. Yeah, it's hard, but between having gone through it, being on the other side, seeing that there is that happy ending, it can be that happy ending. They can start their new chapter. They can take charge of their life. That divorce, that ending of that relationship, that's only one chapter. And although it's a very important chapter, it's important for them to realize that divorce is not death. That's not the end of their life. It's just the start of a new chapter, and they really can take charge and have control over that. And another thing that really helps me in working with the difficulties that come with my job and the complexities that come with the women that I'm working with and their challenges is just that therapy background, that social work background, not just the education, but the firsthand training. I've worked with people who have been clinically depressed or with PTSD or clinical anxiety and trauma, which I know even with the population of women that I'm working with, a lot of them, I myself, have a history of trauma, which also adds to the complexities as well. And so grief and loss, I work with a lot of people, and I really am able to draw from that background and just my understanding as well as my approach when I'm working with them.
Good. Wow. You know, we deal with a population, you and I, me as a divorce attorney and you as essentially a coach therapist for divorcing people. We deal with a subset of humanity that's quite sad and challenged. You know, yes. you don't see a lot of happiness there, but you do see feel rewarded when you give them hope and they move on. And my saying is giving clients another chance at happiness. It sounds like you're trying to do that too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So how I know that you're also a motivational speaker, and you've certainly been motivating today. How can people reach out to you if they want you as a speaker or just to use you as a coach?
They can either email me at info@iamkeena, K-E-E-N-A, Crowley, Crowley.com. You can follow me on all social media at Coaching with Keena. Or if they are that woman that after listening to this, some light bulb went off and they're like, gosh, yeah, I need more help with this. I'm stuck and I'm ready for change. I'm ready for someone to take me through this process. Then book a free call with me and let's discuss how we could get from where you are to where you want to be. And you could do that by going to Calendly, CALENDLY.com/EYKIENA. And yeah, let's talk.
Good.
Cause yeah, I've made it my mission to help other women going through this process of divorce. So ultimately, I don't want another woman to go through the pain and turmoil that I had to go through in the aftermath and actually get the kind of wake-up call that I got. I want to help other women, save time and energy and stress if I can.
If only we could help them before they get married.
True.
Before they get involved in those relationships.
So true.
That they have to get out of later, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if that will ever happen. Well, Keena, it's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed talking to you. I feel very inspired today, and I hope that you inspired others. So we'll talk to you another day.
Thank you.